Welcome to Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be learning Parsha Behar. Parsha Behar begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah teaches us that for 6 years you work the land, and the seventh year is holy to Hashem. You are not allowed to touch the land, to work the land, to prune. Any aspect of working on the land is forbidden. After seven cycles of 7 years, we have the law of Yovel. A shofar is blown at the conclusion of Yom Kippur. V'kidashtem et shnat ha-chamishim shana, the 50th year, is holy. U'kvartem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. It's a time of emancipation where anyone was sold into slavery, they are freed, as well as any ancestral land goes back to the original owners on the Yovel year. And that's why the real estate, as the Chumash describes, it's very much a sliding scale. How many years is it towards the Yovel? If a land is bought very close to the Yovel, the price of the land is much less than if it was bought many decades before the Yovel year. The Chumash also describes that if a person should say, well, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? We're not working the land. Where's the food going to come from? So the Chumash tells us, and this is a promise from Hashem, V'tziviti et birchasi. I will command my blessing on the sixth year that you will have enough for 3 years, the sixth year, the seventh year, and the eighth year, and you will have enough to be able to eat and to be satisfied. The parsha then concludes with different aspects of if a person becomes impoverished and sells themselves and or the land to another person, the different halachos that are connected with this aspect. We have in our parsha as well, if the laws of not charging ripus, not charging interest, and being able to really recognize v'yareitem elokecha v'chai achicha imach. A lot of the laws in this parsha are very much about being sensitive to the needs, the financial needs of other people, being able to strengthen them and not to try to take advantage of them. And hence in this parsha, we also have the mitzvah of ona'a, that you cannot be able to hurt somebody in terms of trying to deceive them in any way. We have ona'a in terms of dibur, of speech, and we have ona'a in terms of finances as well. And the laws are very complex and very numerous. As an example of this, not going into a store and asking the price of an item when one has no intention of buying that item from that store. Again, it will depend if the owner is there that you ask from, or is it a worker? The owner is hoping that you will buy it. The worker doesn't have as much of a stake. And this has a lot of practical implications. If a person wants to buy, let's say, a pair of shoes online, and they want to see how they fit and what's a good size. So you go into a store and you start trying on shoes, and then you don't buy them there, you buy them online. That has very interesting implications. And again, if you walk into the store and say, I have no interest in buying here, and or you don't involve the owner of the store at all, that might change the dynamics of the situation. As always, it's good to ask a question. The Chumash focuses in on our parsha the idea ki li b'nei sol avadim avadayhem asher tzeiti otem eretz Yisrael ani Hashem Elokechem. It's not that we were redeemed from Egypt in order to be completely free, but rather we were redeemed from Egypt to become avdei Hashem. And we have to look at our role as that zchus, as that merit, that we are the ones who are the servants of the Ribono Shel Olam. And it's not like we can do whatever we feel like. We have a structure and law that guides every moment of our lives. Let's focus in on one aspect of our parsha, the aspect of Shemitah. We know that Shemitah happens every 7 years. And the idea clearly is the power of seven. We know the Maharal and others explain that six are the six dimensions of a cube, which are the six dimensions of an object of reality in our world. If the six is the cube, what is the seventh? The seventh is that which is found inside. It's the core. It's the essence of every object. Shabbos is the essence of the week. Shemitah is the essence of the 6 years of working the land. This, by the way, explains the idea that when we shake a lulav, for example, on Sukkot, we shake it in six different directions. The seventh aspect is the central point, which is the person themselves. And that's how we have to look at the idea of seven. And obviously, seven by seven is the aspect of 50, which is Yovel, which brings us back to before time. It brings us back to the essence, to the core. 850 is Lamala Min HaTeva, above the natural order, and that's why everything reverts back to its original owner. When we look at the pasuk, one of the psukim that describes the Shemitah, it says the following. Daber b'nei Yisrael, the second pasuk, v'amarta lehem, you shall say to them, ki tavo ala aretz asher ni noten lechem, when you come to the land, v'shavta aretz shabbat l'ashem, you will have a time of cessation, shabbat l'ashem. This is very interesting. Only the next pasuk says, sheshet yamim tizra sadecha, for 6 years you'll plant your ground. So we begin off with Shabbos even before we know what we're doing with the land. The land has a Shabbos. It's Shabbos to Hashem. And this is similar, it's parallel to the Shabbos of the week. We have in the Aseret HaDibros, Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. First, remember Shabbos, and then Sheshes Yamim Tavo V'Asita Kol Malatecha, V'Yom HaShvi Shabbat L'Hashem Elokecha. It mamish parallels the Shemitah. First, we have the goal, the apex. The goal is Shabbos. Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Oh, by the way, you have to work and then stop on the seventh day. Shemitah is similar, that first you have, what's the goal of coming to the land? Ki tavo la'aretz, v'shavta aretz. It's in the Shema. It's the core of Eretz Yisrael, is Shemitah. And then, by the way, in order to really appreciate Shemitah, first you have to have working for 6 years. The end of the pasuk says, Shabbat la'Hashem. It's a Shabbos for Hashem. So Rashi notes, l'shem Hashem, for the name of Hashem, Kishem Shinamar B'Shabbat Breshi, which is similar to the Shabbos of Breshi. What Rashi is really teaching us here is something very profound, that when I look at the law of Shemitah, I need to look at it side by side with the law of Shabbos. Both of them are L'Shem Hashem. We don't rest on Shabbos because I'm tired. That might be a byproduct. I rest because it's a spiritual rendezvous with Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a Shabbos for Hashem. It's not about a Shabbos for us. And likewise, as the Kedushas Levi points out, when I have the land rest, it's not because agriculturally it makes sense for the land to have a year off. No, I rest because Ribbono Shel Olam said that I need to rest. And I'm doing it L'Shem Hashem. And our focus in our Avodas Hashem has to be that this is what Ribbono Shel Olam has commanded and not what we want. Another parallel between Shabbos and Shemitah is a very famous idea that the Rechaim HaKadosh brings down. It's as if Hashem creates the world for 6 days, and then Shabbos, which we know is the Makor HaBracha, the source of blessing, enables us to have another week. And it would be, lo aleinu, we didn't have a Shabbos, the world would come to an end. That every 6 days the world comes to an end, and Shabbos almost, so to speak, reinvigorates and gives energy and gives blessing. And the whole nature of the blessing of the following week comes from Shabbos, is from Shabbos. Likewise by Shemitah. The Shem Shmuel points out, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us 6 years in order to have the seventh. The seventh is what enables the next cycle of 6 years. It's not a guarantee that you come into the land and the land will be yours. No, it's only through keeping Shemitah, which again, v'tziviti b'rachasi, and I will command my bracha, it too is the source of bracha, that allows us to have another 7 years. And that indeed is found within the pasuk itself, asher ani noten lachem. Notain notes the Shem Shmuel is in the present. Hashem continuously grants us these cycles of years because we keep the Shemitah. The Avodah Avodah, the Tasha Rebbe notes, what does L'shem Hashem mean? He says something very profound. It's with the mindset of knowing that I'm doing these mitzvos with the connection of L'shem, the name of Hashem of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hayah, Hoveh, V'yeh, Hashem was, is, and will be. And he's the Mehaveh HaKol. He is the one who infuses the world. When I stop on Shabbos and I stop on Shemitah, it's not just a technical stopping. Rather, it enables a person to recognize that the only reason we are existing, the only reason we have blessing in our lives, the only reason we have blessing in all that we do is because Ribbono Shel Olam is intimately involved in our lives. When I stop on Shabbos, it's all about giving etos, giving testimony. That's what Kiddush is about, that Hashem created the world and stopped on Shabbos. Hashem is the one who is the creator and continuously creates. And all the blessing in my life comes from Hashem, the master of the world, who is intimately involved in every aspect of my life and wants to give me everything that I need in my life. That emuna, b'hashkacha prati, is the focus of what L'shem Hashem, what it is about having it in my life. And that's what we have to see, both in the Shemitah as well as in Shabbos, that I'm doing this Shabbat L'Hashem, L'shem Hashem, to be able to recognize when I stop and take a step back, that the world doesn't revolve around me. It's not an egocentric world. It's a theocentric world. And Shabbos and Shemitah are my constant reminders that Hashem is the one who's granting me all the blessings in my life.